Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.
Welcome to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Steve is the founder of Financial Solutions for Business, the author of the Ultimate Business Owner Plan, and certified exit planning advisor. He uses his 25 years of working with successful business owners and interviews with top advisors and successful business owners to help baby boomer business owners create the business and the life they have always dreamed of. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Spike, and welcome back to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show. We're here on Friday afternoons helping business owners create exactly that, the business and the life that they've always dreamed of. And we're talking now with Raj Tumber, who's the public relations director, I guess, and a certified business mentor for SCORE Las Vegas. And I think SCORE is a great resource for business owners that's underutilized. It's got all sorts of mentors and consultants that really help business owners for free. And we're going to hear a lot more about that. So, Raj, thank you very much for being on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. Thanks for having me. First of all, I want to compliment your organization and the admin staff. So we're making this completely flawless for me to come out here.
Well, that's great. We appreciate that. We do our best. Mariah, our producer, really works hard to do that. So that's great. So Raj, tell us a little bit about your background and what you did before you got involved with SCORE.
Well, Steve, first of all, before I came to Las Vegas, I lived in Silicon Valley for 20 plus years, and I was involved in the technical field. I was involved in analytical science, security and investigations, various diversified areas of work and business, and had my own small business there as well, which is still active, kind of working both ways. And I'm also an entrepreneur here in the Las Vegas Valley at the same time, and I am currently with SCORE at the same time working with entrepreneurs, mentoring and counseling them as the needs arise for them to learn more about business and how to become a successful entrepreneur.
You're a busy man. You've got a lot going on.
Somewhat in the same ecosystem, I would say.
Yeah, I got it. Makes sense. So, not everyone's familiar with SCORE. So tell us a little bit about SCORE and its role and the people who are involved with it. And just give us kind of a picture of what SCORE is doing here in Las Vegas and across the country.
So SCORE is a national nonprofit association dedicated to offering free business mentoring and free business counseling for the life of your business. And when I say free, it's completely free. You can keep coming back to SCORE as often as you wish for the life of your business, and our mentors and our counselors will work with you for the life of your business. And it's not like you have to come to us first two or three times and you have to pay for it, nothing like that. It's actually free, and it's a nationwide organization.
So here in Las Vegas, tell me a little bit about the operation. How many mentors are there? How many businesses are you working with? Give me a little bit of an idea of the scope of the operation here in Las Vegas.
So the Las Vegas chapter has been around since 1977, and today we have more than 50 active business mentors who are actually counseling people and mentoring people out there. And then we also have some provisional volunteers that are not necessarily counseling or mentoring people, but they are internally helping out SCORE with the organization itself. So we have various areas, various individuals with various different backgrounds helping out the community, the entrepreneur community, and internally in SCORE itself. So that's what we have in general internally structured, and we're also always open for volunteers. So when we have somebody who demonstrates interest for volunteering, we have them go through our mentoring program, and it's last for several weeks, and after that we vote the person in or out, and that's how the system works.
Interesting. So give me some of the types or some of the personalities or some of the people that are serve as mentors, some of the interesting backgrounds of folks who are mentors alongside you at SCORE here.
I always enjoyed doing that, Steve.
Great.
Our mentors, I can tell you, one of our mentors, as a matter of fact, he's a retired executive, and he has some 52 patents of his own. So every time we get somebody who wanted to learn about, you know, patenting and copyright and trademark, yes, we know a lot about it, but we've got an expert who actually we delegate the person to, and sometimes we do joint co-counseling to get people people who are interested about learning more about it. Now, there are also many other expertise that we have. We have guys in the background, restaurant business, technical business, admin business, all kinds of businesses you can think of. We have them. We had somebody who is very active in our chapter, who actually had a business of selling golf carts, and it was in Las Vegas Valley too. So, I mean, we have all these personalities, and a lot of the guys are retired, and some of us are still active in business. It's a combination of people that are retired and those that are active, and the requirements to be a volunteer or to be a mentor is you should be somebody coming from either the management background or have owned business in the past and gone through all the loops and hoops so you can actually talk to the people, help them develop and grow and enhance and help them their way to success.
In thinking about SCORE, I've traditionally thought of it as an organization that really is beneficial for startups or for new business owners, and I'm sure that's a lot of the people that you see. Our audience is mostly 50 plus business owners that maybe have some experience. But do you work with those types of folks as well?
Of course we do. We work with everybody who comes to us with an idea, just to brainstorm and find out if it's something that they wanted that's feasible or not, all the way up to somebody who is an existing business. And when you mentioned 50 plus, as a matter of fact, one of our clients is also a success story. He started his first business at the age of 58. So, and he is today very successful in what he does. So, yes, we have pretty diversified age-wise and ethnicity-wise as far as the clientele is concerned, everywhere from starting a business to growing a business.
So what's kind of the process? If I'm like, geez, it would be nice to talk to someone or bounce some ideas off, and it sounds like these guys have a wide variety of expertise and niche areas and broad areas and all over the place. Kind of what's the process? If I'm interested, kind of what do I do?
So let's just say you hear from somebody about SCORE, you find out about SCORE, and a cold call into SCORE and saying, "Hi, my name is Steve, and I am not sure exactly what I wanted to ask. I am starting a business or I'm growing a business. I've heard about SCORE. How should I go about it?" So the front desk will ask you about your business background or what are you interested in so that they can pair you with a right mentor.
Uh-huh.
So your first initial conversation will be about screening you to pair you with the right mentor. And then from there on, they will look at the availability of certain mentors, and they will try to find the closest match to what you're looking for and then pair you up and give you some times and schedules, what's best for you. Now, if they get to the point where your business is a little bit more complex, what they'll do is they'll try to match you up with one of the counselors who's been around for a while and who is more open to work with just about anybody with any background, so that when you come in, your first appointment is going to be, first meeting is going to be just to understand your business, what is it about, so that that person can decide if they want to deal with you or they would want to send you over to somebody else or do co-counseling with one of the other mentors as well. So the first appointment usually is getting to know each other and what you're doing and am I going to work with you or should I have somebody else included as a mentor to work with you? And then from there on, we work in sequence, asking you more questions, getting to the directions, create sort of a roadmap for you as to, okay, here's the first step we'll do, here's the second step we'll do, here's the third step we'll do, and we keep doing that until you get to the point where, okay, now what's next? So
that's how we work
on it.
Is it a real structured system, or does each mentor kind of have their own way of doing things?
Well, it all depends on their expertise and experiences, but our basic structure is somewhat similar, I would say. But then again, keep in mind that we just have people who just wanted to understand certain things and just wanted to know maybe something that we can cover in one or two meetings. So it's various different ways, and everybody, you know, we know what people are looking for based on that. We adjust our we adjust ourselves to their needs.
So you alluded to a couple of success stories, the gentleman that started his business at 58 and so forth. What are some of your favorite success stories to tell? There's got to be some good ones that you guys have really helped people achieve some great results.
Well, that's a good one. The problem here is, Steve, I have to think, there are so many success stories, I have to think which one I should pick here. But,
We only have 20 minutes, so just pick a couple, first couple that come to mind.
Yeah, so let me just continue on with a gentleman, 58 years old. He was a licensed contractor with City Center, and back in 2008, 2009 to 2010, when the economy went down, he was a contractor. He was in his mid to late 50s. He said, I just got laid off, and what am I going to do at this age? Who's going to hire me? When is the economy going to get better? I think I'm good in doing this and that and this and that, so let me just start business in the areas that I am good at. So that's when he came to SCORE. SCORE worked with him for about 9 months. And the thing is, when you are looking for becoming a successful business owner or an entrepreneur, there are lots of there needs to be certain qualities that you have to possess and discipline that you have to possess, because one of the requirements is writing a business plan. And many of the people kind of don't want to do that because it's a lot of work. But see, that's what really gets you, draws a real roadmap for you to show you where you're going and if that's feasible for you in the long run, and if it's going to be something that'll generate revenue for you in the long run. So that discipline is very important. And this gentleman, whose name is Don Beckman, he ended up going through the whole process, and he successfully launched his business, and he even had contract. His business is Solar Institute of Nevada, which he ended up getting contract with the state prisons to teach some of the guys that were coming out of jail to some of the solar classes, get them prepped up to take an exam to get them in the better path of life. And he's still doing pretty good. And the other success story I can share with you real quick is a girl who was in her late 20s. She was a stay-at-home mom for about 2 years, and she was really more into like a bakery type of cupcakes and, making things like that, fancy stuff, really not good, unique stuff as far as a bakery concerned. So she wanted to do that, and while she was a stay-at-home mom, she ended up buying bits and pieces to open up her own shop as a bakery from Craigslist. She bought bits and pieces for 2 years. And then after the 2 years, she ended up launching her business. And within the first 6 months, she actually got a call from one of the TV stations, one of the national cable, to record her process. And
wow.
She was one of the best. As a matter of fact, as the TV, she was presented as one of the best. It was a TLC channel. And there were three of the best bakeries in Las Vegas, and that was one of them. And this was her very first business. So then TLC liked it so much that they actually set up another round for the following year. The first year she made cake with it's actually a sushi boat with sushi on it, all made of cake, of course. And the second year she made a fire truck on the desert, which looked pretty realistic too. So they both were acting on YouTube, and she had some ridiculous amount of hits. Also, she did some pretty challenging work as far as the art is concerned, making cakes, 5 foot tall, 10 foot tall cakes, not 10 foot, I'm sorry, 5 foot, 10 inch tall cakes, and close to 6 foot. And these are for some of the casinos and things like that. So she has been doing very well, as a matter of fact.
No, that's great. I guess what's SCORE's focus going forward? I mean, what's kind of the strategic plan for SCORE in Las Vegas and nationally? Obviously, to get the word out to as many business owners as possible, but what specific groups, or how do you guys plan to do that, or share some of the future of SCORE?
This is one of the best parts I would like to talk about. First of all, SCORE is also a resource partner of Small Business Administration. So we're actually located in the downtown at SCORE at the SBA office with SBA. And in other words, we have access to all those guys, and we go knock at the door when we have questions and things like that. So our goal is economic development. Our goal is building entrepreneurship and successful entrepreneurship. And we're constantly measured, even though we're volunteers, we're constantly measured like a salaried employee. We are measured on numbers as far as what is the economic impact that we're building, how many clients we have worked with, how many visits have each client done, what is the success rate, how many seminars we do, how many people attend our seminars, and on top of that, we partner up with multiple agencies, multiple federal and state agencies to extend the awareness and the existence of SCORE. So that's what we do as far. So we're really very active marketing-wise, and we're also very active internally as far as our infrastructure, our organization making sure that it's actually flawless, running flawless, so everybody can do what they're supposed to be doing. If certain people cannot make it to SCORE office, we actually go visit them at their location. So, and all this is free, completely free, and even we don't get any salary, we don't get paid for it. It's just people who work off of passion and devoted to giving it back to the community. So that's what we're looking at. We're looking at majorly improving the economic development, our numbers. We try to meet our numbers every year. This SCORE chapter in Las Vegas, we have this chapter has received several recognitions from SCORE National in Washington, D.C., based on the performances. There are more than 300 chapters in the nation and more than 13,000 volunteers in the nation. Wow. But this chapter has been one of the top-ranking chapters for a very long time, along with a few other chapters.
Wow. Why do you think that is? What do you think has set the Las Vegas chapter apart?
It's just the way we learn from each other as far as other chapters and how we set up ourselves, how we build our infrastructure, how we build our management structure internally, and how we do our output as far as the number of counseling success stories and the process of counseling, building our numbers and some of the expertise that we have. As a matter of fact, one of our business mentors, Mr. Bob Cushman, was also awarded as one of the mentors who have done the most amount of counseling in the nation as a volunteer compared to all 13,000 volunteers.
Wow.
So very active. Las Vegas chapter is very active, and Las Vegas chapter has about five different locations spread between Las Vegas and Henderson.
I see. Got it. No, that is great, Raj. And so we're getting close to the end of our time here. If I want to get in touch, if I want to take advantage of free, great business consultation, what's the best way to get in touch with SCORE Las Vegas and get started?
So there are multiple ways. One is you can call our main office, which is 702-388-6104, and you can speak with the front desk, and you'll go from there. Number two is you can send an email to our info@scorelv.org. And number three, you can go to just score.org, and if you have even like general questions and you might feel that you don't want to really see a counselor, you just have general questions you want to get some answers for, you can actually go to score.org. You can enter your zip code and it'll narrow it down you to, you know, what location you should be going to, things like that. You can shoot out a question. You'll get a response from one of the counselors, either nationwide or one of us. So one way or the other, you'll either get a response or you will be able to connect directly through the sources to SCORE directly to the business mentor.
So that's probably the easiest way or the broadest way is to go to score.org and start there. And one way or the other, you're going to get either the general answer that you want from somewhere around the country or get dialed in and connected to the mentor that could help you the best. True?
Correct.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Raj, I really appreciate you coming on the show. It's just, like I said in the beginning, I think SCORE is a terrific resource for any level of business owner, and really it's got to be dramatically underutilized, and darn near every business owner ought to be taking advantage of it. So I thank you for your willingness to, A, come on the show and share your knowledge, but B, to give back to our business community and give back to our business owners your expertise and experience and work to make Las Vegas and the business community a better place. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Steve, and I appreciate for having me on the radio.
I hope to have you back soon, and please, we'd love to talk to some of these other mentors. It sounds like there's some fascinating stories, so please, we'll be in touch and try and get in touch with some of the other mentors to share their stories as well.
We would love to. That'll be a privilege for us, yes.
Oh, that's great, Raj. Well, thank you very much. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. So, again, that's Raj Tumber from the Public Relations Director and also one of the mentors, who's active in business and isn't afraid to give back and share what he's learned over the years to a variety of business owners. And really, we encourage our listeners here in Las Vegas, but around the country, to go to score.org and why not take advantage of getting a second opinion or asking some questions and getting a free advice about how to make your business all it can be. Exactly the point of the show.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Please visit ultimatebusinessowner.com to contact Steve for more tips, strategies, and precautions to help you create the business and the life you have always dreamed of. Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.